Today's May 13th, year 2007. It's the fifth Sunday after Easter. And coming up during this week is the Holy Day of Obligation on Thursday, the Ascension of our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I've been wanting to speak about this for about 2 weeks now. I think this is our news section again. This came on about 2 weeks ago on PBS station. It was a Bill Moyers has a new show called Journal. And there's a guy who's really lost. He's searching all false religions, and he's searching all over the place for God, but really we should be searching, which is the true Catholic faith, which is not impossible to find, even though it's very difficult today. So, we pray for all people in the world that God would enlighten them. And it's a guy like Bill Moyers, too. He seems to always be running after the most kookiest, craziest religious people. And I see this guy has totally lost himself. But anyway, my point's going to be in this. He has a new show called The Journal that came out. And he had a very revealing and very, what I call a good show, called Buying the War. Now, he doesn't realize maybe everything that he did and what the implications of what this show redounds to. But basically, what this show did a very good job is exposing how the Iraqi war was pushed and propagated by the people that are in power through the press and through the leadership of the United States. In particular, here we're talking about the United States. But he was showing how there was a coordinated effort between the people who were in power in the United States, the money people, who we know are the Jews. Now, he didn't say that, but we know they're the Jews. The people that control the press, because the press was all in on this, and the people that are ruling the world. And he proved that they all cooperated in a big lie to try to get us to go to fight with Iraq, which is an unjust war in the eyes of God. I always say, I'm not justifying Muslims. God by no means is saying Muslims are good. They're going to go to hell too, but I always say the United States in this case is the greater of the two evils. And the United States' main purpose to go over there is to push democracy so they can pave the road for the Antichrist. And really, the real goal is to protect Israel from being attacked by the Muslims, because the Antichrist is going to come to power in Israel. So the real ultimate reason, which you never hear from anybody, is that it was going over there to protect the state of Israel. You'll hear that from some of quite a few of us in the background, but none of your major players in the network. Now, the networks and a lot of people around the world are angry over this war, and they are beginning to see some big lies that took place. For instance, the whole idea of them going into that war in the first was like a Pearl Harbor, creating an incident so you can go to war. Create something to happen so the United States can get angry enough to back a war, okay? And so the big thing that they tried to do in the Iraq thing was first try it to the terrorists plot, but that didn't succeed. So then they tried to say that Iraq was developing weapons of mass destruction, meaning nuclear weapons, and because they're so-called fanatical Muslims, they're going to threaten the state of Israel. That was the main reason, really. And they don't even want them to get off of first base on that. But they want to go down there and suppress all the radical Muslim elements so they can bring them in line with this new world order so that they can serve the Antichrist, who's going to be an apostate Jew in Israel. So then the big thing was weapons of mass destruction. And they build up this illusion that they really were very close to building nuclear weapons. As we now know, in foresight, looking back on this, especially since there was UN observers and everybody went over there was no such weapons at all, none whatsoever. It was a big lie, in other words, that the press, the Jewish-backed and Masonic-backed press, and the leaders of this country propagated on every one of us. And it was another one of what I say, Wallapalooza lies. And they've been telling them since World War II. This is nothing new. This is what I like to tell Bill Moyers. Bill, wake up, Bill Moyers. This is nothing new. A mechanism that enables the press to be able to parrot whatever the powers want them to parrot out, and the leaders to say whatever they want them to say, doesn't happen overnight. It just doesn't happen for the Iraqi war, because they wanted that war to take place. This has been going on since World War II, and it's been getting progressively worse. They are the powers that are behind denying the Gospels and saying Jesus is a liar and that the Jews didn't kill Christ, and behind banning the Passion, real true representations of the Passion in a press which is banned worldwide in the major networks. You can see this. We already know. We know this has been happening. We know in the Book of the Apocalypse it says that the Antichrist and the 10 kings that serve the Antichrist have one design. They have one mind. They have one plan. And it's to do the will of Satan and Satan's Antichrist. Now, what Bill Moyers did in this show, which was absolutely impeccably good for us to prove that this doesn't only happen with Iraqi war, it happens with everything. It had all the elements of what it takes to pull a lie over on the general populace of the people. Which your protocol said that people are just a bunch of dumb sheep. Tell them whatever, if we're in power and we can brainwash these people and hammer a lie down their throat, they're going to believe it. Hitler referred to it as the big lie, and he despised the big lie of these Jews. Even at that time, he knew it. They tell big lies, and they propagate it in the press. They hammer it down your throat. So, and if they have enough so-called PhDs and professors professing it, you're going to sit back and say, "Gee, well, this must be true." Now, there has to be another thing to happen for that, for them to get away with that. Our Catholic religious leaders have to either be bad or apostates, fallen away Catholics who aren't really true Catholics, because they're not commenting to us and telling us the truth so that we can be defended from these lies. And I have to say also that the people are worthy of it. The fact that the people are willing to believe these lies, so I'm not absolving the people. I'm not blaming everything on the press. I'm just saying the press is the main motivator that's pushing these lies, but the people that believe it are worthy of it. The religious leaders are worthy of it because the so-called Catholics lost the faith long ago, way before Vatican II even. Vatican II is not just something that happened overnight. I say that many times. So our so-called bishops and archbishops and cardinals, so-called cardinals in the United States, I believe in the beginning of the United States, most of them weren't even really Catholic. They were apostates who automatically lost their office. I'm not going to get into that now. All I want to say is that to get Antichrist to power, who's working for Satan, and Jesus tells us Satan is a liar and the father of a lie, and those who serve him lie, we're trying to talk to your bill and lawyers and all them and say, okay, you now got to the root of the problem by exposing how the press, how the leaders, and how they all coordinated their efforts together to pull a big Wallapalooza lie over us that Iraqi were going to war because they got weapons of mass destruction. And what they had in there was all the elements that you need to make this lie succeed. You need to have a cooperating press that's going to lie for you. You need to have false lying witnesses that come up and say, we saw all the weapons of mass destruction. We were over there and saw the plans. We saw the plots. So he presented on this show all the lying witnesses that came up, and their testimonies were not collaborating with one another. It's interesting, too, because this is what they did at Jesus' trial. When they tried to convict Jesus, they brought forward lying witnesses. Now, I think some of you can already know what I'm leaning to. Another big Wallapalooza lie, the Holocaust hoax. They have all the same things that this Iraqi war had. You have your lying witnesses, you have your press that's backing it, and you have your leaders who are backing it. And they now even have it institutionalized into law that if you even question it, you're in trouble. And they've been hammering the Holocaust lie down people's throats now for I don't know how long. So long now that almost all the dummies believe it. We're going to talk about the mechanism of what happens when people get duped by things like this. That show that he brought out came up with people that were angry against Saddam Hussein and his government, okay, because he's a Sunni Muslim. You have the Shiites that are against the Sunnis, and you have the Kurds that are against the Sunnis. They had one guy come out, for instance, that he was a Kurd and said he was on the inner sanctum of Saddam's government, and he heard about them talking about weapons of mass destruction. And two of these guys that were not total dummies, they were onto this thing, they said something's fishy about this whole thing. I don't see Saddam ever letting a Kurd into his inner sanctum and telling him that he's got this secret nuclear program. I just don't buy it. And the guy said, I smelt a rotten egg from this thing in the beginning. These witnesses are not collaborating. One guy came out on one interview and said he was a colonel. Then he said he was a major in another interview. And so they caught these witnesses coming out saying, I was there. I saw the weapons. It reminds me of all the Jews that said, I was in Auschwitz. I saw the fire. I saw this. We even have a Jew when the guy, John Demjanjuk, was put on trial in Israel, and they said he was Ivan the Terrible, and he was in the Treblinka, he was one of the guards in the Treblinka so-called Holocaust camp. They had Jews during that trial coming up right to his face and saying, I saw you, it was you, you were the one. Well, he was tried in Israel, and he got off. He wasn't guilty, he wasn't even near the place. Now my point is, where did they get these clowns from, these actors? These lying witnesses. And now the problem is all you need is to have a few first generation lying witnesses that are alive at that time, and then the second and third generation of children are just parroting what they've been told by their parents. But my point is, lying witnesses, this is what people do, children. I said it a couple of weeks ago or months ago that God said most men are liars and deceivers. Bill Moyers proved it with the weapons of mass destruction in the press. They had the whole press backing this thing up. And not just the right wing press like the New York Post. They call people right-wing, but they even has tons of immorality in there. But if you know what I mean by that, they're the Zionists, strict Zionists. That their plot is to pervert the Gentiles with immorality so they can get into them. You had even a New York Times backing the whole thing. And then what they would do is they found out one of the witnesses that the government, Bush and General Powell was relying upon was really an idiot, a guy that's untrustworthy, a guy that's been known to lie before, a guy that said, you can't trust this guy, he's lied before, he's an uncredible witness. They used this guy's testimony to say about the aluminum tubes or whatever they're talking about. And so they kept saying, we have a witness who is irreproachable. We have testimonies. We have it, and they're all basing it off this one idiot. That's a very uncredible witness. And then they have the New York Times print that they have the testimony from eyewitnesses about all of this stuff that's going on. Then Bush comes out at night and he talks about, we now know for sure they have weapons of mass destruction. It's corroborated by witnesses. The New York Times has even done their own investigation. They found it. We've done our investigation. We found it. England's done their investigation. They found it. And it all goes back to the same dummy guy. And then all the other witnesses that came out after that, that were absolutely lying. And all they had to do was go in and find out anybody who was dissatisfied with Saddam Hussein and just pay him a couple bucks. You don't even have to pay him. If a guy's really angry at Saddam Hussein, he'll do it for free. He'll say, I'll tell you, I'll do anything you want as long as you guys go over there and get that bum out of power. So, it was called Buying the War, by the way. I don't know if I gave you the name of it. But if you look at this thing, the witnesses proved to be absolutely false, and here they are saying, I saw the weapons, I was there, I saw the plans, I was there, I heard them plot about it. Lie, 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 lie. So we got lying witnesses, we got the right and the left wing press totally pushing the war, and any journalist that had a little bit of a conscience where he thought something might be wrong, when he wrote an article that said, I smell a rotten egg here, there's something that's not right, they would not print his article on the front page or in the newspaper at all. And if it did get printed, they said it would be in the back page in a little column. And they would never really give all the details. Some journalists, even Dan Rather was on there, who was very disturbed by this. This is interesting. Because Dan Rather came up and said, you got to realize, us journalists have, it's like he's saying they have hanging over their head, the fact that they're going to be fired if they ever go against the powers that are. If they ever try to question the predominant theory that's put out there by the people in power, and they're going to risk losing their job. He said that. He says, no one ever tells you that if you go out against this warrant and say there's no weapons of mass destruction, or you try to blow the lid off of this lie, you're going to lose your job. No one tells you like that. He says, but anybody of us who worked in the press know it's true. And he says, if we're ever going to go against something that's been commonly propagated for many years and believed by many people, we're afraid to do it. We want to have other people out there that's done it before us so we can at least rely upon some evidence. So Dan Rather is telling you, and he's doing a mea culpa, he's apologizing even on the press, he feels bad. He's saying, but unfortunately this is the way it is when you have a job in a major network. You know that there's certain things you cannot talk against, that if you do, you're going to get fired. And on the same show, the Bill Moore show, they had Phil Donahue. I didn't know he was still around anymore. He was that apostate, so he's a nominal Catholic. He's really an apostate like the rest of them, a very liberal guy. And he lost the show that he had many years ago. But I didn't know he was still around having a show. But he did. He had one on MSNBC. And what was the name of the show? I forget. Wasn't on very... I don't know how long it was on. But he was on this journal show. Because what happened to him was, he also got suspicious. He said, there's something phony about this weapons of mass destruction. The United States is pushing war against Iraq for another purpose and they're lying to us. And he suspected this. So he had on his show... he says, not one witness. He says, I had to get two witnesses because they'd never believe one. So I had to get a corroborating witness on my show to come on there and say, hey, let's back up and look at this thing. I think you guys got false information. I think the government's trying to pull a big one over on us to make us go to war so the United States can back it, back the government. So he put this show on, and lo and behold, a couple weeks later, I don't know how, no more than a month or whatever, he was gone. He's off the air. He lost his show. Now, he says, at that time, I didn't believe it was because of that. They never tell you that. But then he caught an a memo from the company that, indeed, that was one of the reason why they let him go. Now, he now knows that. But he says, they never really tell you that. But he knew he was going against the New York Times, the Washington Post, New York Post, all the major network newspapers, all the major newspapers that are situated in the major cities. One newspaper, it was called the Knight Rider Company. These guys weren't in the major cities, and they were doing some good work trying to expose it. You'll see these two guys picking apart the lies that are going on. But you can't do it on the major networks and in the major newspapers. They all were speaking with one mind, with one design, and that for that to happen, you have to be taking your orders from one power, apostate Jews, who are at the top of the ranks of the power, bringing the Antichrist to power. They're already speaking with one mind, with one design. You don't get a plot like that to succeed in all the newspapers, and all the leaders pushing it, and all putting on all these professors and all these false lying witnesses, unless you have a unified effort by an absolute one entity with one mind and one design, putting it together to propagate this lie. Now, they've done this. They proved that this thing was a lie. Now, God allowed it to come out even afterwards when the UN inspectors went in there and checked it. After, even when they went in there, the United States, and they're looking all over and they can't find these things, then they found out it was an absolute lie. But even before that happened, Bill Moyers is showing out in the newspapers after they brought forward all their false witnesses. They brought forward all their lying witnesses. They brought forward all the supposedly CIA reports and all this. Then all the major newspapers are saying the evidence is now irrefutable. The evidence is now 100% certain. It cannot be questioned. It's beyond question. It is. They have the weapons of mass destruction and they are ready to use them. Now my point is, all the press has had irrefutable. You cannot go against it. The evidence is 100% guaranteed. All the presses are saying this, and they're saying it, and they're repeating it, and the people are listening to it. Now my point is, that's what they say about the Holocaust. Irrefutable. We have all the evidence. It's 100% guaranteed. Hogwash. It's a big lie, just like everything else they do. I'm trying to tell you, Bill Moyers, you uncovered something that's happening here, and it didn't just happen for an Iraqi war. For something like this to happen, you have to have the mechanisms in place for it to succeed. And that means you have to have one person who's in power regulating these things to propagate the big lie, and this has been going on since World War II in a major way. So I'm telling you, Bill Moyers and the other people out there, I hope you have some goodwill. Wake up and start looking at all the things you've been told. And we're going to go back even to the way American history's been told. It's a big bunch of lies. The founders of this country were deists. They hated the Catholic Church. They hated the true God. They were rebels at heart. So I'm trying to tell all you people out there, this show that Bill Moyers did, if you really take a good look at it, exposes the absolute mechanism that's been pulled on the world since the Catholic Church has lost her power in the world, which is prophesied to happen anyway. In the final days, the Catholic Church is crucified, just like Christ is. Almost every Catholic is outside the church and is no longer Catholic, even those who think they are no longer Catholic. The church is going through her dark night where she's being crucified, but deceivers and liars are in power, and they propagated this big lie of weapons of mass destruction, as he so perfectly documented on this show. And then, the other thing he said was, the most amazing part, some guy came in and says, the worst part about this is that when you start telling this to people, and one guy came out and said, well, it goes like this, if you're in power and you tell people the same thing long enough, and you repeat it, and you bring forward PhDs and lying witnesses, the people believe it. And you can't get it out of their head. He said, the proof of it is that even after the war, when we got in there, and went into Iraq, and the UN inspectors went in and didn't find nothing. It's now, even the people that started the war admit there were no weapons of mass destruction. Even the very same people who admit, were forced to admit that we made a big boo-boo, a big mistake, there's no weapons of mass destruction. They said a whole bunch of the people in the United States still down to today believe there were weapons of mass destruction. Because once you've been propagated with a lie, and why does that happen too? Because people don't like to believe that they were dupes. I couldn't have been duped. They had to have it somewhere, you know. But it's the psychology of people. Now, I'm not getting people. People are worthy of what they get because they're not in the grace of God. They're committing their own sins, and so they're being duped by these things. So the fact is that even after this happened, you have a whole bunch of people that are going back to still believing in this thing. Okay, they're still believing in this big lie. Now, as I said with the Phil Donahue thing, you see how quick he lost his job. Look what happened to Rick Gonzalez up there when he said, the true meaning of Christmas is to celebrate the true Christ who was crucified by the Jews. You know, and he got fired from his job because of that. It's just, in other words, you can't now, nobody in the major public arenas that are controlled by the Judeo-Masonic powers speak the truth about the Gospels. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Evil Jews orchestrated the death of Christ. They murdered Christ. If you say that now in any one of these major networks, you're done for. You're fired. Phil Donahue got a taste of what goes on here, didn't he? He spoke out against the Iraq war. But it's the same mechanism. They didn't like what he said. He went against the powers that be because they ordained that this war should take place. And therefore, he was going to disrupt it. They don't care what happens after they got over there. And now, it is a grace from God that even revealed to us that they lied to us. But Phil Donahue lost his show 2 weeks later. And they never came up and said, that's why you lost it. What did they say to Rick? We really don't need you anymore. There's no need for your position here. They didn't give him the real reason why he was fired. But it was right after that happened. Everybody knows why he lost his job. Because he said Jews killed Christ. That's why he lost his job. Phil Donahue lost his job because he says the Iraqis have no weapons of mass destruction. You're lying to us. And he lost his job. But my point, friend, all that to happen, you're talking about, there's one person running this whole show called Satan, who's Antichrist, I believe, is alive in the world today, and the people that are working for him on the toppest levels, which is the apostate, Talmudic, and Zionist Jews, that are also working through the Masons. You don't have something happen like this in an orchestrated effort unless it's one mind and one group fighting and working together on this thing. Anybody who runs a company, anybody who, like IBM or anybody that runs a government, knows you have to have a coordinated effort for this to happen. You all have to be, as I say, on the same page. You all have to be working for the same ruler. And I say ruler because democracy really doesn't exist. They're all working for the people who control, have the power in the world today, and that's definitely Talmudic Zionist Jewish power. They control the economies, they control the press, they control the money. They'll even admit it to you today. That's something that it's so hard for them not to admit it. Now, they're getting more bold about it, too, because more people are looking at the Jews now as good people because of the lies they've been told, and Nostra Aetate, that all Jews are good, and that they're still under the old covenant, and God favors them, and these are all lies. But the big thing I want everybody to be impressed upon on here with this show, and this is all we're going to talk about during this sermon, we're almost done here now, is there was such... I'm going to finish it off with one point. There's much... Richard Perl, who was one of the neocon Jews that pushed this war. He was one of the big bad guys that lied to the whole world saying there was weapons of mass destruction. Well, they interviewed him on American the Crossroads, another show on PBS, and they're all forced to admit now that they were wrong about the weapons of mass destruction because God allowed that lie to come out. So they're putting it back in Richard Perl's face, and they're saying, Mr. Perl, your big thing was weapons of mass destruction. He goes, well, yes. He goes, I admit we now know we were wrong on that, but it's easy to look back. Now, I would agree that if somebody had legitimate information that was honest and they really did a credible investigation and they thought they had evidence, fine. That's not the case. These guys really were lying from the get-go. They've been proved to lie. You never even had any reason to go over there. But let's even take that for face value. He goes, now we know that there was no weapons of mass destruction, so it wasn't our fault for going over there. We really thought we were going over there for that purpose. About 15 more minutes in the same show comes up and says, well, how come you guys aren't leaving if it was weapons of mass destruction? I mean, they said that earlier. You know, why are you still in here then? There's no weapons. Let's pack up and go home. Guess what, folks? We didn't find no weapons. Let's get the army and go home. If that was the real reason, you should have went home immediately after you were sure there was no weapons of mass destruction. No, they stayed. And what did he say? We have to stay so we can institute democracy and free the people and free the women, which means introduce feminism, free the people, which means let homos be homos and let them run wild in Iraq, institute and pervert the country even worse than they are now. So he now comes out and says, no, we have to stay there and institute democracy. Back up the tape a little bit. The reason you went over there, you said it was weapons of mass destruction. Now you're telling us it's democracy. Why did you say that in the beginning? Now you caught this guy Perl lying right on the show. What is it, Richard Perl? Did you go over there for democracy? Or did you go over there for weapons of mass destruction? And if it wasn't for weapons of mass destruction, if it was for that, and you didn't find them, why didn't you come home? Now you're telling me it's for democracy, and that's not what you told the people. And Richard Perl, you still didn't tell them the truth, because the main reason you're over there is to support the apostate state of Israel, because Iraqi was a threat to it, because as long as you have anybody that's militantly against the state of Israel, he's going to be subdued, you're going to knock that guy out of power, and you're going to pacify him. That, folks, is the ultimate reason why Richard Perl and the neocons and the Jews have gone to war. Now, all your Masons might not know that. All the people that are working for the Jews may not know that's the ultimate reason. But I have a pretty good suspicion they do. Because even in the Masonic lodges, the first three rituals talk about the rebuilding of the Temple of Solomon and about bringing the Jews to power in Israel. That's the real reason that you didn't hear on none of these shows. But at least Bill Moy has pointed out the mechanism of the fact that there was a lie going on here. That there was no weapons of mass destruction. You lied to propagate that thing, and then Richard Perl even admitted that, okay, we were wrong because later on now we found out they weren't there. Then he starts saying, but we're over there to preserve democracy. Well, whoa, that's not what you said in the beginning. Why don't you come out and say we're going over to Iraqi for two purposes? Weapons of mass destruction, institute democracy. Because we don't like this tyrannical, fanatical Muslim over there. You should have given some other reason. You never gave that other reason. The point being now, what's your purpose for being? Your original reason has already been disproved long ago. So you see, they've been lying to the people. I want to try to impress upon the minds of all the people out there, stop listening to these dummies, these liars, these deceivers. They've been lying to you, especially in a big way since World War II. And they're telling lies about evolution. Evolution is a false. Creationism is true. They're lying about even heliocentrism and geocentrism. We won't get into that now. The Earth is the center of the universe. They're lying about the Crusaders and the Catholic Church. How many lies do we hear about Jesus? Jesus didn't die on the cross. He's not God. He didn't rise again. We found his bones. The Gospels are full of lies. Pilate killed Christ. They're telling big, giant lies. Everything out there on the TV now is an attack against true Catholicism, full of lies. But God even allows shows every now and then to get out there with kernels of truth so you can investigate. I'm just telling you, people, do not believe what these people are telling you on TV and in the major networks. They're liars and deceivers. Our Lord said Antichrist has to come to power. Our Lord said the father and the ruler of Antichrist is Satan, the dragon who's in hell. They all lie. Jesus said it. So why are you listening to these people and believing everything they tell you? They've been lying to you in such big ways. The Holocaust is a lie, a big lie, to trump up sympathy for the apostate Jewish race. We have such proof against the Holocaust now. Why do you think they banned it and send you to jail if you question it? Why? But you can deny Christ, you can say that he never rose again and you're rewarded. Why is that happening? Because if you really thought that you had the proof, let the David Irvings and the Zubaydahs and the Saracens and who else do we have? We have quite a... what's the other guy? Western University, what's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Butts. Right? Professor Arthur Butts, I think. Yeah. All right. And we have... And there's a lot of people out there now. Yeah. Totally disproved the Holocaust. David Cole. Let the facts come out on TV. Well, you bring out the false stuff about Jesus on TV. So even if you thought that we're lying, that the Holocaust wasn't a hoax, let us make fools of ourselves and present our case. If you can present your case on TV that Jesus didn't rise from the dead and we found his bones over here and he married Mary Magdalene, if you can present those lies, if you can even say, well, we're not really saying it's true, we're just freedom of speech. Well, let us present the Holocaust hoax case and let us look like dummies if we're dummies. But they won't because it's an ironclad case. They won't even let you mention it or talk about it on TV. So folks, all I'm telling you is for all these things to happen, you need, and I said it before, all the same books are in the libraries. None of the true Catholic books are in there. Only the modern Vatican II books are in there that have heresies. How do you get almost 99% of the libraries in the world to carry only books you want in there unless you're some big shot on the top, Mr. Big? Satan's the ultimate Mr. Big from hell that's ruling the whole thing, and his Antichrist and the people that are working for him to say, I want you to go into these libraries and systematically remove these books. I want you to go on TV and say this and not say that. And whenever that law goes out, boy, it's obeyed. So I speak to the Bill Moyers out there, who I hope has a little bit of goodwill in them, these lefties and these righties, to start looking at the fact that there's a bunch of lies going on here. You're not serving the true God. Your whole system is built upon deliberate lies. What kind of a God is this that needs to lie and cheat and steal and rob and pervert people to come to power? What kind of God is this? He's not God. He's Satan. God, our true God doesn't do that. You know, so we're going to keep exposing these lies as we go on. And I would say that, again, we can get you more information about how to look at that show. And I'm going to do a more extensive thing on this and show you clips from it when I have time to do that. And it was called Buying the War by Bill Moyers, and it was a show called The Journal. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.